The radio crackles again, and this time it's broken English. Turn 180 degrees back to airport, or we kill you. See, will do. You have to get off my wing so I can. Habla despacio. I no understand. I've got an idea, but it'll probably get us killed. I've been searching the ground for an opening somewhere to dump this little beauty in, as we can land in any 600-foot clearing in the jungle. Probably wreck the plane and kill us both with me flying, but the plane is capable of it. But better yet, I see the moon reflecting off a long stretch of water, undoubtedly the River Paraguay, and either it or a clearing is an escape for us, and the T-33s can't land in either. We're only at 1,000 meters, and I figure we can descend to river level in a little over 2 minutes without ripping the wings off. The T-33s probably can't bank around and get behind us in that short a time. I'm going for the river, I tell Madman. Altitude? 1,000 meters. Kill your lats. Nose are down steep, and when you get close, turn on only the landing light just long enough to judge your altitude and be ready to kill it if we make it down. Will do. I've been slowly throttling back as we talk. Not so slow we'll stall, I pray, but so the T-33s think we're trying to turn. They get wise that I can't turn with them on my wing, and both peel off to 100-yard distance, having to give it the throttle so they don't stall. I shove the stick forward, hard, and she noses over as we suddenly lose visual of the T-33s. I can hear Madman counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, back on the stick and bring her to about 100 meters a minute descent. When you figure out you're 30 or 40 meters over the water, follow my instructions. Will do. We're still losing altitude fast.